Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Passing the Mamdani numbers, what does AOC's future have in store? Can Chuck Schumer hold on? All this and a great deal more analysis on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
So now we're going to forge a future that is worthy of our heritage. We're going to build a legacy that all the people of this region can be proud of. New bonds of friendship, cooperation, and commerce will join Tel Aviv to Dubai, Haifa to Beirut, Jerusalem to Damascus, and from Israel to Egypt, from Saudi Arabia to Qatar, from India to Pakistan, from Indonesia to Iraq, from Syria to Bahrain, Turkey to Jordan, the United Arab Emirates to Oman, and Armenia to Azerbaijan, another war that I just settled. We are going to have hope, harmony, opportunity, and happiness here in the spiritual and geographic center of the entire world. That's what you are. Israel, America, and all of the nations of the Middle East will soon be safer, stronger, greater, and more prosperous than ever before. And I want to thank you all once again for this exceptional honor. This has been truly an honor. It's seldom that a president is invited to do this. And I love Israel. I'm with you all the way. You will be bigger, better, stronger, and more loving than ever before. Thank you very
huge, much. Huge, huge, huge. So this was a significant achievement that we are going to follow today, because POTUS is in the Middle East. He's in Egypt right now. And as we told you last week, and had a piece up at Substack about this, he was going to be traveling over there. They have a peace summit. He was going to be traveling over there, also going to be signing, etc. And the signing, it's very interesting watching this. I've got a million different points that I want to spit out of my head all at once. So welcome to the program. It's Monday, top of this first hour with you, Dana Loesch. The chat's at Rumble. You can channel 347 DirecTV. You can watch the radio show. So the hostages, the 13 remaining hostages, they were released. And of course, it was with all the fanfare that you can imagine Hamas orchestrating. And this was point one of this Gazan peace plan. And a lot of these hostages have been returned. There's all kinds of amazing video showcasing what it was like when they were reunited with their families that they haven't seen for 2 years, over 2 years now. And incredibly significant. And I think that this is perhaps, well, the first time in 2 years, correct. I mean, there were 13 that were let go. I think this is maybe the biggest deal or the best deal that Trump has done of his presidencies. Wouldn't you say so? I mean, it sounds weird to talk about it like that, and I don't mean to lessen it by saying that. However, think about how many times they have tried to, and by they, I mean the succession of Western leaders, have tried to calm tensions and bring this to a halt in Gaza. I mean, it's forever. I remember back when, gosh, I was a kid and I was having a sleepover with my friends and we would stay up and watch MTV. And do you remember that song, All We're Saying Is Give Peace a Chance? You know, that whole, they redid it, John and Yoko's song, they redid it, and they had all these different celebrities. And I remember thinking at the time, oh, it has to do with something over in the Middle East. I mean, they've been warring over there forever. And then, of course, with the creation of the Strip, then Israel's unilateral withdrawal, and it just never stopped. You had Islamists that just kept warring. So this is incredibly significant. We're going to dive into this. And I don't even know how, if you are, you know, even in the progressive press, how you don't give POTUS a hat tip over this. But just some pretty stunning scenes. I am a little ticked off, which I'm not going to talk about immediately. We're going to get into that as the program goes. But I saw Mark Carney and Keir Starmer arrive. So all of these Western leaders are showing up, and they're going to the peace summit, and they had what they call their class photo. So you had Maloney, you had Macron, you had Viktor Orban, who was there as well. And when I saw Carney and Starmer walking together, my first thought was, why are these losers showing up here? Why are these rat bastard, spineless losers showing up here along with Macron? Because those clowns did everything possible to stymie these negotiations. Those clowns did everything possible to drag this out for as long as it could be dragged out for. They did everything possible through their ineptness and their stupidity to nearly derail this whole thing multiple times. And I want to point out something also, that Trump was able to bring the remaining hostages back and has been able to negotiate this up to this point, which is further than anybody has, without bending a knee to Hamas and rewarding them by recognizing the creation of an independent Gazan state. Carney did it. Starmer did it. Macron did it. I mean, we can tick off the long list of leaders that have done this. But Trump didn't do it. And it all goes back to the strikes in Iran, which we're going to talk about, because this is peace through strength. Absolutely. And it's pretty amazing. And we've got a lot of audio for you today. I wanted to throw up this, and this is something that Rubio actually had echoed. I don't know what soundbite this is, because we have 11,000 soundbites. What cut is this? If not, then we'll go back to it. So this was Rubio saying that it was really, you know, when you think about the continuation of the ceasefire, you know, Britain and France, remember when they just stomped into it and recognized, said, we're going to recognize the creation of an independent state? Well, that threw a loop in these negotiations. Rubio touches on that here. This is huge. Listen.
Have you noticed that the talks with Hamas fell apart on the day Macron made the unilateral decision that he's going to recognize a Palestinian state? And then you have other people come forward, other countries say, well, if there's not a ceasefire by September, we're going to recognize a Palestinian state. Well, if I'm Hamas, I basically conclude, let's not do a ceasefire,
right?
Because we can be rewarded and we can claim it as a victory. So those messages, while largely symbolic in their minds, actually have made it harder to get peace and harder to achieve a deal with Hamas. They feel emboldened.
It did. They absolutely felt emboldened. I mean, they were getting recognized with their own state. That's insane. They were getting recognized with their own state, getting rewarded, awarding that atrocity. But Hamas finally gave up the remaining living hostages, and they parted with, I think that was the only leverage that they had left. They have no more leverage now. And how let's go back to what happened in Iran. And specifically, I would say even before the strikes in Iran, I know a lot of talking heads are out there like, oh, it's the strikes in Iran. Yeah, yeah, let's go back before that, though. This actually was won before that. Do you know when this conflict was won? This conflict was won when Trump went to the Middle East. This conflict was won when Trump went to the Middle East, and when he was meeting with the Emiratis, he was meeting with the Saudis. That is when this conflict was won. And I'll never forget, and I told you this, I told you at the time that it happened, and I still look back on it now and I say the same thing. I think it was one of the most significant moments in history of Middle East conflict when Trump was up on stage and he was talking about the normalization now that Syria got rid of Assad. And yes, they got a warlord there. But again, you know, not every nation is going to be like the United States, a democratic processes and a republic. But the guy that they got in was less attuned to Iran and more attuned to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. And remember when Trump was on stage and he said that he was going to roll back those sanctions on Syria now and open the door for investment. Now, at that point, you had all of these other Middle Eastern nations that did not want to run afoul of sanctions with the United States and get hit themselves in the process. You know, they didn't want to be party to that. So they waited and they waited. And so when Trump got up on stage And he said that they were rolling back the sanctions. They were going to normalize these relations with Syria. Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince of Saudi Arabia, stood up and applauded. And then everyone else stood up and applauded. That was significant because, and then the airstrikes came after. Now, how were those airstrikes so successful? Because Syria stopped providing air defense for Iran. So Iran's skies were wide open. And that those strikes would not have been successful in the manner that they were had that not happened. That's when Trump won the conflict in the Middle East. I told you at the time that is beyond significant. That's the most important moment perhaps in this whole thing. And lo and behold, after the visit, when you had the strikes that took place, Syria did not any longer provide air defense for Iran. So Iran's skies were left wide open to be dominated by Israel. That the moment was made possible by that visit in the Middle East, which was probably one of the most successful visits that a sitting president has had going over to the Middle East and negotiating. This wasn't like one of those things with Joe Biden where it was hat in hand, you know, please sell us some crude. It wasn't anything like that. This was a very significant meeting. And they knew, Egypt and Qatar, they were telling Hamas, look, this is your last chance to end this. It is your last chance to end it. That's it. Turkey even said, look, Hamas better be, that y'all better be approving this plan or you will be stripped of every association, every bit of diplomatic assistance, every bit of political assistance. Qatar and Turkey, we will not host, they said that you're not going to host, we're not going to host your political leadership anymore. Egypt will no longer contend and argue for Hamas to have a say in Gaza's governance post-war. Wall Street Journal reported today that Trump left them no choice. He cut out every diplomatic and military route that they had. And they were under immense pressure from their hosts. And as a result, this is what's been happening. Pretty amazing. We got more on this as we roll into headlines in the bottom of this first hour. We got more on the way as we roll towards headlines. Our partners that help bring you the program, it's our friends over at Preborn. They're there saving babies' lives, and they've been doing such a great job at it, and also meeting women where they are to do so. Even though you've had this, the decision as it relates to Roe v. Wade, you still have the problem of the abortion pill, which is now like something like over 60% of medical, this medication's used for abortions now for over 60% of abortions. And abortion's still the leading cause of death globally, last measured in 2023. Preborn offers ultrasound services for free that double the chance that a mother chooses life. There are studies that show when a mother hears her baby's heartbeat, that baby's chance at life doubles. And Preborn offers these free ultrasound services to that effect. They partner with pregnancy clinics and they provide free maternity clothes and diapers and counseling and support for up to 2 years. They've helped save over 380,000 babies since 2007, and they've counseled over 500,000 women. And last year alone, 67,000 babies were saved. 9,000 women came to Christ. Now they want to increase that goal to 80,000 babies this year. They don't get any government funding. It's all community support. Sponsorships include $28 for one ultrasound. That's less than the cost of dinner out. $140 for five. Larger gifts to support entire clinics or purchase ultrasound machines for needy clinics. Everything's tax deductible and you're saving lives. Become a hero today, sponsor an ultrasound, or become a monthly supporter to receive updates and photos. Visit preborn.com/Dana or dial #250 on your phone and say the keyword baby. That's #250, keyword baby. Together we can save lives.
We've got ourselves an insurance catastrophe. It doesn't make any difference whether it's health, auto, home. Everyone is getting wrecked. It's getting worse instead of better. Does Marjorie Taylor Greene have the solution?
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So Diane Keaton passed away. That kind of came out of nowhere. I don't know much about her, but apparently they said that she'd put her house up for sale. Her health had declined very suddenly in recent months, and she was apparently very thin. But that's kind of sad. She was 79 years old. October 11th is when they announced it. Also, let's see. This, they're saying, are we heading for a big crash? I'm not even going to read this headline because it's so stupid. It makes me want to break everything and just go back to bed. I just want to break everything, throw things around because I'm so tired of these stupid headlines. I don't like Trump, so I'm going to write something stupid about the economy. That's what they do. That's what these things are. That's what it is. Kane, am I wrong? No, Dana, you're so right. You're so right. It's just painful. Right. See, it's your sentiment. I know
it doesn't hurt. There's no pain in it.
That's it. I don't want to read on this one either. What in the world? So this guy is at St. Peter's Basilica and he drops trout and urinates inside St. Peter's Basilica. And of course, all the tourists are shocked. It was on a Vatican altar during they were having mass, but he did that. And I know exactly where they did. How does someone do this? Like they were able to get him. He was unidentified. And he climbed the steps. I know nothing about this. So I'm just reading it as it is from the Sun, British paper. This altar of confession. It's one of the most sacred spots in Catholicism. And it's where the Pope himself traditionally celebrates Mass. And then that's when he dropped trowel and decided to take a leak. It was during the 9 a.m. Mass. And the crowd was just, I think most of them didn't know what they were seeing. Or they were trying to figure out, are we seeing what we're seeing? Because there were those expressions too. But security was able to get him out. That's just, ugh. Yeah. Can you imagine having to clean that? It's so gross. Why are people nasty? So this guy, a dad, according to New York Post, this is a dad who was charged with killing his 14-year-old daughter's rapist, and he's now running for sheriff. I'd vote for him. Oh, in a heartbeat. I don't know that I could. I mean, I'd vote for him. He's accused of killing his 14-year-old daughter's rapist. He said the legal system failed him because they charged him with murder. Now, I know you shouldn't be a vigilante, but in this is what happens when you have lawlessness and disorder. If you don't like vigilantism, then I suggest you stop with the restorative justice. Because injustice, this sort of injustice, like what was perpetrated upon this family, is that's exactly what it is. It's injustice. That's also lawlessness and vigilantism, really. He was charged with second-degree murder, so he ran for sheriff in Lonoke County, Arkansas. He launched his campaign. And he said the campaign is about every parent, you know, who's basically not able to protect their family because of the state. And it's true. He says he wants to restore his bid and the trust in law enforcement. But he killed the guy when he found him in a truck. He was raping his daughter. And the guy had already apparently been charged multiple times for sexual offenses. And he said he forced him off the road and shot him. Now, again, you don't like vigilantism? Maybe stop the restorative justice that allows these people to get away with this stuff. More on that coming up. Stick with us as we move. Our partners who help bring you the program. It's the folks at Ammo Squared. Gosh, you remember how everybody was freaking out during the Wu flu for ammo? There was no ammo anywhere. And if you could find it, it was super expensive. There were empty shelves. The prices were sky high. The regret was just awful. You don't want to ever allow yourself to be in that position again. Ammo Squared is the country's ammunition reserve. It's a worry-free solution to stockpiling your ammo for the future and avoid getting caught empty-handed. They have over 70 calibers. You can set your monthly budget. Let them curate your supply automatically. Forget it. Set it, forget it, ship it when you need it. They have a secure, climate-controlled facility, so your ammo is kept fresh and safe until you decide to get it delivered. There's no minimums, no hidden fees, and you get free shipping on orders over $250. That's awesome. And it's great if you want to try out new calibers or if you just, you know, want to top off some of your training rounds. And you can even get alerts that'll notify you if there's something you're looking for, if you need to get, you know, a certain kind or whatever, you can be alerted. But there's, you know, over 100,000 members of this, of Ammo Squared, and they have thousands of five-star reviews. Your readiness is their mission. Visit AmmoSquared.com for a special offer and secure your ammo supply for the future. Don't get caught without ammo. Visit AmmoSquared.com and keep yourself fully stocked and tell them that you heard it from The Dana Show.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always a risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS, for 30 days free. Terms apply.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Dana Show Podcast, your fast, funny, and informative news companion for those always on the move. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm looking at how some of the hostages that were released, like one of the gentlemen who was forced to dig his own grave, you might remember that hostage. He's now back with his family today. He was released. He was one of those who were released. Pretty amazing sights. Here's some of the footage of these hostages who are being reunited. Can you imagine being kept? And what I'm reading, their conditions and some of the stuff that happened, I mean, it's rough. It's bad. And they're now back with their families. We have what? Cut 12. This guy Dallo is reunited with his family after 2 years. Oh, goodness. Can you imagine not seeing your loved one for 2 years? 2 years. And they're all so thin. Oh my gosh, they're all thin. They've were starved and tortured. I can't even imagine what the rehab, not just talking about physical rehabilitation, but mental rehabilitation from what Hamas put them through, what that's going to be like. My goodness. Just 2 years. You know, Hamas could have done this from the get-go. They could have not have violated the ceasefire on October 7th, but they could have released all of these hostages, but that's never what they wanted to do. Cut 13, another hostage reunited with his parents. Again, 2 years kept in these dark tunnels. Having to dig their own grave, being tortured, being denied food, water. And they're all so thin, some more than others, but they're all so incredibly thin. I mean, it is just heartbreaking, heartbreaking. And you have cut 15, Yosef Ohana's father. I remember this guy when he was doing interviews. This is cut 14 when he reunited with his son and just wild 2 years. The family's getting ready to meet with him now. But just amazing stuff. Okay, I thought we were going to see the reunification here. There it is. Gosh, and they're so young. Like this young man's so young. I can't believe audio cut 11 what I mean, I almost couldn't believe this cut. I saw this earlier. So Abby Phillips, CNN, actually, well, how do I even set it up, Kane? Well, she was critical of Obama because Obama did not give Trump credit for this deal.
That's fair.
Kind of shocking. Listen to this.
President Obama put out this post talking about the peace deal and the prospects of it, and Don Jr. responded to it. I'll finish it for you. Thank you, Donald Trump. Honestly, it's not unfair to say if President Obama's going to write a whole post about a peace deal, maybe he should acknowledge the president that brokered it.
Ooh.
Why is that so odd to hear?
So Kane, you guys obviously manipulated this audio, right?
No, we sure did not.
Wow. I mean, it's obvious. And this was a negotiation of peace through strength. I mean, that's exactly what this was. Now, remember, too, the other part of it was when those the heads of, you know, some of these Hamas generals were hitting Doha. And that's when Qatar really, it became very real for them. Like, there's nothing that's going to shield us. We need to get on the right side here. Nothing's going to shield us from this. And I think that also contributed to this. There's a lot of things, peace through strength, and Hamas finally caved. They've been under, they started being, feeling the pressure from Turkey. They started feeling the pressure from Qatar. They started feeling the pressure from Egypt. And notice too, nobody else wants to take them. Think about this. Every single time, whether you've had Egypt, whether you've had Lebanon, whether you've had Jordan, because these are mostly Jordanians, when they have, when any of these neighboring, like previously, when they've accepted Gazans within their country, what happened? The Gazans within their country, they decided to foment civil war. And they paid for it. Those countries paid for it in blood by allowing those people in. Because you're talking about generations of people who have been raised to hate everyone around them and play into the victim complex. And the United States was the only country with balls that decided that they were not going to play into this narrative. Peace through strength gets results. Kowtowing to this nonsense like Joe Biden did, like Democrats want to do, doesn't achieve anything. Mark Carney, the little weasel in Canada, didn't achieve anything. He rewarded them and he almost ruined the negotiations because he stomped out there like a toddler and was like, well, we're going to recognize their statehood. Same thing with Keir Starmer. Meathead goes out there. We're going to recognize their statehood and almost derailed negotiations. And Hamas knows that they have been kneecapped in all this. Now, you know how I told you when they would bring out the, you know, usually previously when they would bring out the hostages, they have this like big, it was this like weird thing that they do. Like the last time that they released hostages, remember they had a little square and their little Gazan, the little Gazan square, and they brought the hostages in their coffins, and they had some of the I think members of the Bibas family mislabeled. They had just a random woman in Shiri Bibas's box, and they had this big ceremony, etc. They didn't do that this time. They didn't have a propaganda ceremony. Interesting. What they did is they were trying to turn the knife one last time before they handed the hostages over. They made video calls to the relatives of the hostages, and they had the hostages stand by their masked Hamas captors while they were making these video calls to the families. So they were trying to turn the knife like at one, you know, some way. But they didn't have the big theatrical propaganda ceremony. And this Hamas guaranteed its demise with October 7th. And now they don't have hostages. And IDF, I mean, they have to comply or they're annihilated. And remember, this was just one of a 20-point plan. They have to disarm. They have to leave. And if they don't, Trump's washing his hands of it. And he's saying, Israel, you do whatever you got to do. And I'm going to tell you now what this achieves. You're not going to have the Carneys and the Starmers in the Israeli parliament's ear anymore, whispering, oh, you need to hold back. You need to hold back. Because look what they were able to secure by not doing that and actually listening to the United States on this. The peace through strength secured what they wanted. Now they have a direct comparison. This way gets results. The Biden, Carney, Macron, Starmer way does not. They've lost all influence now. They are meaningless. I don't even know why they're at this event. What did you notice it too, Kane? They were standing at this event and Trump was standing there and they were all coming up and shaking his hand one after the other. I thought that was very interesting because he's in Egypt and they all came forward and they were shaking his hand one by one. Like he was the host and everyone was coming to pay their due.
And then they lined up for a photo. Like
Macron was in the back.
Historic photo. It's so good.
He was all the way in the back. He was all the way in the back. And it's really amazing to see all of this. Now, the other part of this, and this is the one I don't really like. So for the hostages, Israel has to release some of the terrorists, and they are terrorists. I want to be very careful in my word choice here. The prisoners, the terrorist prisoners that Israel has in custody are terrorist prisoners. I was looking at some of the names and reading the descriptions of those who are being released. These are people who have blown up, you know, innocent, you know, women and children because they wanted to go on stabbing sprees. You also have people that helped orchestrate suicide bombings, things like that. This is those sorts of offenses. Those are some of the people that are going to be released to Hamas in Gaza. There's about almost 2,000 of them. Nearly 2,000 of them. And the people who are, like, for instance, one guy who's being released, Hilmi Muhammad Hamash, he coordinated a suicide bombing on a bus in Jerusalem and killed 11, wounded 50. He is one of the ones that Hamas once returned. Murad Adals, in 2016, he stabbed a 38-year-old mother of six in front of her children at the entrance to her home. He's one that Hamas has demanded be released. Those are the people that they're asking to be released in exchange for innocent hostages. There's also, hey, Kane, there's another guy named Jihad. His name's Jihad Rahm.
What does he do?
He probably runs like a coffee stand, maybe a banana stand, like an Arrested Development, you know, frozen banana stand. I don't know. No, you would be wrong. He, like his name, he engages in the practice of jihad. And he stabbed two IDF reservists, him and another individual, with a civilian crowd outside. He also lynched an 18-year-old and kidnapped and lynched an 18-year-old. Mm-hmm. There's a lot there. And then, of course, some of the people involved in the Ramallah lynching. You know, some of the people that held up their hands had red hands, which insanely became the symbol for Hamas. Crazy. Those are some of the people that are going to be released. That's who they're talking about. So that's I'm less excited about. And we're going to get into some of the other, it looks like there may be some of these other caveats involved. So I know everyone over the weekend was talking about Qatar training on jets in the United States. They're purchasing jets and apparently we are training them on how to use them. And there was a lot of questions about that. We're going to talk about that coming up as well as we roll towards the conclusion of this first hour. We have Days of These United States coming up. It's the folks over at Chapter. Chapter is a great group of advisors that can help you walk through the whole Medicare annual enrollment season. And you're just getting beaten over the head with robocalls and texts and mailers. And my mom is just so, every time she gets them, I think she argues with them. And I'm like, I think they're bots. Don't do that. Don't argue with the bots because they'll keep texting you. Medicare plans can change every year. So even if you like your current plan, you still have to check what's coming for 2026. And if you don't review your options, you could lose coverage that you depend on. You've got to call the partners over at Chapter. It's a great Medicare partner for you. They can review every plan across the country to make sure that you are not overpaying. They've been saving people over $1,000 annually, and their advisors are salaried. They advocate for you, not for the insurance companies. And I know it can be a major hassle dealing with all of this stuff, but let me promise you, this takes like under 20 minutes. Actually, it does take under 20 minutes. That's how quickly they can do this. That's a lot more in terms of saving you time than having to deal with calls and emails and texts relentlessly from Medicare annual enrollment season. So if your current plan is still the best fit, you're all set. If not, they can help you switch. No gimmicks, no pressure, just honest advice from experts who know Medicare inside and out. It's very easy to do this. Dial #250 and say the words, My Medicare. It's very important. Don't risk it and work with someone you can trust. And that's Chapter. Dial #250 and say the keywords, My Medicare.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always a risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Get the lowdown on the latest news with a side of laughs. Whenever you want. Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
To the three young men that did this last night, I have to say, as I was watching this take place, my heart swelled with pride that maybe there's hope for your generation yet. Because this kind of stuff has got Gen X written all over it. But what really got me excited that you did it despite the trail camera right here. You did it anyway. And my heart swelled with pride as I viewed your beautiful work. Looking at my cell phone and thinking, I am proud of those three young men. There is hope for your generation after all, because this is Gen X made over.
That's funny. I don't know that I'd have the same. I'd be like, why are you? Because they look like two ply, man.
It's expensive.
They look like they grabbed their, you know, the good stuff out. I'd have been like, why couldn't you use the one ply? That's, you know, don't be using the good stuff. Just saying. Welcome back to the program, Dana Lash with you. Days of these United States. I like he had a fun attitude about it. That guy.
The two ply does fly better. Like it doesn't rip apart when you're throwing the roll itself.
I haven't heard of anybody doing that in like forever.
Oh man, I did it back in the day.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
Oh yeah.
And I've sporked a yard.
You mean just stuck sporks in the lawn?
Yeah. Yeah, I've done that. Yeah, totally done that. I didn't.
Worse.
Wait a minute. What am I talking? I didn't do any of those things. What are you talking about?
Too late.
It's under duress. It's not me. I'm not in my right mind. So coming up, some of the stuff we're going to be touching. The I'm sure y'all saw this also over the weekend. SecWar, they were discussing the training of these Qatari pilots on jets that Qatar is purchasing. And that's kind of like, I understand that it's sort of the standard operating procedure when someone makes an acquisition like that. And then they want to train and they want our pilots to train them. And I know it's a whole thing. I get that. But I just feel like for Qatar, they sheltered Hamas for decades. I just sort of feel like maybe they shouldn't get that consideration, right? Maybe it's just me. But I feel like maybe you shouldn't get that consideration. But I also feel like it was sort of a caveat for this deal, right? This is a caveat to this deal that Qatar gets training from our pilots. I hope it's not the best training either, just I got to say. And maybe it's like, you know, some of the, you know how you, when you bake cookies, the first batch is not usually the best one. It's usually after you get, maybe it's those jets that we can sell them. I don't know how jet making works, but you know, maybe it's that first batch of jets. We just let them have those.
I'm not sure it's like cookies.
Like, or when there's a new iPhone, right? They're always the first ones that come out. Those are the ones that are always buggy and there's always something wrong with them.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, the first batch of jets, Kane.
It's not a bad
those,
idea.
The Qataris can have those jets.
Right.
Just saying, thinking aloud here. But again, that could have perhaps been one of the things that they had to include in this deal to make it happen. So we're going to look at that. Also, it's Christopher Columbus Day. And president he had signed, he likes the Italians, you know, he signed a proclamation about this coming up. So we're going to discuss because the left hates Christopher Columbus Day. And apparently, wasn't there some museum, I think it was over in Europe, where they threw paint on this museum or paint on this Columbus painting in a museum? I hope they got dragged for it. So we're going to dive into all of that. And also, lawlessness and disorder. We have some of the latest there. China, rare earths, tariffs. And Mandani's wife was mourning the deaths of these terrorists also. That these posts came to light. We got a lot to hit. Stick with us. So apparently, we have to stop falling for the whole higher thread count thing because it doesn't necessarily mean better sheets. That's fake news, apparently. It's like believing that you use like 10% of your brain. So the secret isn't thread count. It's thread quality. And this is where Boll & Branch has won a lot of folks over yours truly. They use the best organic cotton. End of. I mean, these are sheets that feel incredible, like the moment you take them out of the box. So the first night that you put them on, you can tell right away that they're softer, they're cooler, and they have a great weight. It's like kind of having a 5-star hotel room in your own house. And I'll tell you something else. The sheets get better every time that you've washed them. I've washed mine countless times, and they just keep getting softer. You can't do that with cheap sheets because they totally fall apart. Boll & Branch, they get more luxurious. So you'll sleep better, and you're kind of feel like a spoiled brat, but it's okay. I'm not going to go back to the old sheets. Once you try them, you're not going to either. So if you're ready to upgrade your sleep, and you should, visit bollandbranch.com/Dana Show because there you'll get 15% off your first set plus free shipping. So that's bollandbranch.com/Dana Show for 15% off. Exclusions apply.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS, for 30 days free. Terms apply.
More young lefties are embracing communism and actually believe it's never really been tried. Joy Reid exposes the right's dastardly secret that it wants less taxes and regulation. And a few weeks after insisting he will never drop out, New York City Mayor Eric Adams drops out. I'm Greg Corumbus, inviting you to join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the top news, some good laughs, and we'll be done in less than 30 minutes. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right. So this crazy story, a helicopter spun out over a crowded beach and then crashed. Huntington Beach, people were scrambling to get out of the way. This is not a weird story. I was hoping there was aliens or something involved in it. Five people were injured in the crash. It happened about 2 p.m. Two people inside the chopper were taken to the hospital. Conditions are unknown. Let's see. Oh, of course, that just froze this. Okay, so also, chaos outside of ICE facilities. We're going to talk more about this coming up. Protesters once again clashed with police in Chicago, and helicopters in Portland were targeted by lasers. All they're doing is enforcing existing law. Law that actually Democrats voted for. Feel like that needs to be established. So here's the thing that I find fascinating, King. Futurism. Interstellar object is spraying something weird. What? Say that. It's a new analysis of our solar system's interstellar interloper 3I Atlas reveals that it's spewing huge amounts of water, and astronomers cannot explain why. It's an object that they think is a comet. It's that, remember that weird thing that we all keep talking about, that weird thing that's floating around out there? Okay, it shows ultraviolet emissions that are unmistakable telltales of hydroxyl gas, which is a byproduct of water. And astronomers have been imaging it with NASA's Swift Space Telescope. It disappeared behind the sun. They said that the emissions can only be spotted from space because ultraviolet light gets absorbed by the atmosphere. They cannot figure out, according to the Astrophysical Journal letters, why it's doing this. I can't. Aliens. Stick with us. Look, you don't want to be unprotected online because there's so many shady people and so many scammers online. There's so many different ways to fleece you blind. Here's what you need to be. First thing you need to do is get WebRoots Total Protection. Now, it's not just about malware and ransomware and phishing scams. One of the things that WebRoot Total Protection does, and yes, it has real-time antivirus that blocks all the emerging threats from those attempts, but it also provides identity protection. It searches the dark web to make sure that your private information isn't popping up where it should be or where it shouldn't be. They also have a web threat shield that detects and blocks malicious sites on every browser. They have a system optimizer that deletes online activity traces. They have VPN encryption. And they also have up to $1 million in expense reimbursement for identity theft and advanced dark web monitoring, all of that. Financial alerts are also included. So they've been doing this for over 25 years, and they have a customer retention rate that's over 90%. 24/7 US-based customer service team, and plans are super affordable, and your whole family's covered. So this is great, you know, for parents. Your kids are covered. Your parents are covered. So it protects the whole family. You need to change up how you get online and make sure that you're protected with WebRoot. Get 60% off WebRoot's total protection at webroot.com/Dana. That's 60% off, but only through webroot.com/Dana. Live a better, safer digital life with WebRoot.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS, for 30 days free. Terms apply.
The Dana Show Podcast, your fast, funny, and informative news companion for those always on the move. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
No one other than President Trump could have achieved the peace that what we believe will be a lasting peace in Gaza. And Qatar played a substantial role from the beginning, working with our folks to ensure that came about. So I want to thank you for that historic peace. I look forward to joining the president as that gets, it's already been delivered, but as that's formally signed as well. And I'm also proud that today we're announcing, we're signing a letter of acceptance to build a Qatari Emiri Air Force facility at the Mountain Home Air Base in Idaho. The location will be host a contingent of Qatari F-15s and pilots to enhance our combined training, increase lethality, interoperability. It's just another example of our partnership. And I hope you know, Your Excellency, that you can count on us.
That was pretty significant what Hegseth was announcing there. And I think that also has to, I think that was maybe part of this peace agreement. That's not, I think it has something to do with us. Welcome back, by the way, to the program. Dana Lash with you. And we are at the top, or no, sorry, bottom of the second hour. And, you know, it really, there were a lot of questions about this when this first came out. And this, you know, Qatari deal, they're opening up. It was described originally as an Air Force facility in the United States, a Mountain Home Air Force base in Idaho. Now, I understand that this is just an acquisitions process. They're, you know, Qatar is there buying jets and they want our pilots to train them on it. I get all that. I just don't like the Qataris. I think that's fair to say, right? Because they've sheltered Hamas. They allowed this to go. I mean, all of this happened in spite of Qatar. I get it. And everyone says, well, Qatar's, they allow us just to have a base there. Like we're doing them, like they're doing us some great favor. We're doing them a favor by not annihilating them for the, all the support of Iran and terrorism all these years. So spare me. Don't sit here and give me that podunk like, oh, we're doing that. They're doing us a great turn. Pound sand. We're doing them a huge favor by not turning them to glass for being so close to Iran. So, you know, I just kind of look at it like that. I feel like that's fair to say. Now, again, I know it's an acquisitions process and it does it. I feel like I'm a little different on this. I don't know necessarily that I would have struck that particular aspect of the deal, but maybe it was a deal breaker. We don't know. We'll see. And I know that that's custom. I don't want to hear. I know how it works. I know. Yes, when other people buy our jets, yes, there's a process in place, but not everybody else sponsors Hamas and not everybody else works is in cahoots with Iran, even at the detriment of our own soldiers, by the way, in the Middle East. So, yeah, there's a little bit of a difference there. Just saying. Now, the way that it was widely reported, and J.D. Vance talked about this, audio soundbite 17. Well, it's again, it's an acquisitions. It's like if you're getting a Tesla, you have to learn how to operate the damn thing, right? All right. I mean, you get in it and it's just, you know, it's very futuristic and there's a lot of bells and whistles and a lot of buttons to push, some that maybe you shouldn't. So you're getting trained on it. I understand all this. Cut 17. This is the VP.
What is the function of this Qatar facility? People are wondering, is this an air base? What is Qatar going to be developing in Idaho?
Yeah, I saw some reporting about this, Maria. I actually talked to the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, this morning. This is largely a fake story. We continue to have with countries that we work with, we have relationships where, you know, sometimes their pilots work on our bases, sometimes that we train together, sometimes we work together in other ways. The reporting that somehow there is going to be a Qatari base on United States soil, that's just not true. We are continuing to work with a number of our Arabs, our Arab friends, to ensure that we are able to enforce this peace. But we're not going to let a foreign country have an actual base on American soil. So there's a bit of misreporting on that, as there often is, as you know, Maria.
So there you go. That explains all of it. Now, again, I get it because I got, you know, questions about the Qataris. And then I was kind of joking with Kane a little bit earlier. Maybe we give them the first batch of jets. Like, the first batch of cookies ain't so good, right? The first iPhones or whatever that come out. Those are the ones that usually got something wrong with them. Maybe we're like, hey, same price, you can have the first batch of these jets that we're making right now, right? This seems like it's pretty fair. I think it's a fair thing. So I get it. I get it. Now, in addition to this, a couple of other things. Fetterman made a very good point here, because Democrats have been largely sidelined. Notice that they're nowhere involved in any of this. Have you noticed that? There's not any oxygen for them at all. Cut 15. Listen.
Absolute elation. I mean, how can we all celebrate this thing? I mean, you've had human beings held underground for over 2 years and tortured and beaten and starved, forced to dig their own graves and things. Now they can finally come back home. And now everyone should be celebrating these things. And clearly the Palestinians are, and people in Israel are too. And now there are people in our nation, you know, some of those aren't really celebrating or even acknowledging a thing. And that's part of the truth there too. It really was never about peace. It was more about an anti-Israel agenda. And now, why can't we all, whatever, where you are politically, this is a huge development, and this terrible, awful war is going to come to an end. And now you can rebuild Gaza, and these families are now reunited. Like, that's a big thing. And it's a strange time if you can't celebrate this.
And he's right. I do think that it is incredibly interesting to see the way that they're all standing on stage right now. They have these Gazan peace talks underway. They're having this peace summit. He just was standing on stage with everybody from Georgia Maloney and Keir Starmer, all these world leaders. And it was interesting. He was greasing the hands, you know, back patting, all this stuff, calling them out. There was no, it's very clear who's responsible for this and what is responsible for this. Peace through strength. Trump was just reasserting the West up there. He was reasserting the West and the West's strength on that stage, because he didn't bend a knee like Keir Starmer, the little, that guy, that lunchbox. See him with his giant head. I feel like I Married an Ex-Murderer. Heed paper now. Go to sleep on your giant pillow. You got to have seen the movie. It was really good. Anyway, but he's seen him back there. He wasn't invited to speak. He really didn't like say anything, because he and Mark Carney just about damn near derailed the thing, because they are such simps. Just about damn near derailed it. They were the ones who thought, well, you know, let's just go out here. Let's go ahead and get ahead of Trump. I honestly think they tried to torpedo this. Trump was in negotiations, the United States in negotiations with Qatar, Hamas, Egypt's involved, Turkey's involved. Everybody's putting pressure on Hamas. And here you have the dopes, Mark Carney and Keir Starmer, that come out there, along with Emmanuel Macron. Well, I think we're just going to go ahead and give them some statehood. We're going to go ahead and recognize a fictional state that ain't never existed in all of the thousands of years of Islamic antiquity. Kind. We're just going to go out there and we're going to get better and get a Palestinian state. Woo-hoo! They immediately get out ahead of Trump during negotiations and they announce that. Same thing with Emmanuel Macron. I can't do a backwoods French accent. We're going to give them their own state. Oh, wave the white flag of surrender. Same thing. They almost torpedoed it. So I'm glad Macron wasn't. Was he even on the stage, Kane? I didn't even see him on the stage.
No, he was way off.
He was way off. So yeah, get him the furthest away. Stick him next to Abbas out there. The guy who runs Fatah. Go ahead and stick him out there by him. Same person at this point. But I feel like they were really humbled. Keir Starmer shouldn't have been that close to the center. I really do feel like Carney and Starmer were really humbled. But these clowns show up acting like they deserve any credit for any of this. And they don't. In fact, the only leader up there who didn't really bend the knee besides Trump was Maloney. Everybody else was like, oh, no, we got to go. They're falling up Portugal. Everybody falling all over themselves to award Hamas statehood before a single hostage was released, any of it. They were out there. They've been wanting to do that for a while. And they were sidelined. So I think this was a huge optic. Trump reasserted the West on this stage. He isn't playing around. Peace through strength. And peace through strength won. Can we stop being pansies with our foreign policy now? And I cannot underscore this again. This was won before the strikes. The strikes cemented it. But when Trump went over to the Middle East, and when he started talking about the sanctions with Syria, oh, and it made the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia very happy, and the heads of United Arab Emirates, and all of these Arab leaders, they got up and they were very happy. They're very against Iran. They're not pro-Islamist. They're pretty anti-Islamist. They want to make money. And they know they can't do it the way that Hamas, Iran, Islamism is operating. And that was huge because then Syria pulled protection of Iran's skies. Iran had no air cover, and that became Israel's skies after that. That's when it was won. That's really when it was won. Huge, significant. That was peace through strength. When they got touched in Doha, it was won. Peace through strength. And these weak-kneed people like Starmer and Carney, they don't understand that. Macron, they're weak. They're spineless. It's disgusting the way that they betray their people. Now, a few other things on this. So they caved. Now we'll see the other points of the plan. Because now Hamas has to disarm. This is not done yet. Remember, it's a 20-point plan. And they're supposed to also, there's a few other things they have to hand over. They're having the prisoner release as well right now. And we'll see how this goes because there's a number of other points that they have to meet. We're also still in the middle of a shutdown. How many votes now, Kane? 11,000? Democrats are just not interested.
I think 7, possibly 8.
Yeah. Because it was like, what, 7?
On Friday.
Yeah, like, 7 so. Like on Friday. Yeah. So the shutdown's still in effect. Have you guys noticed you can't go out and do anything because the government shut down? No, you haven't. You haven't noticed a single thing. I actually think it might be better, Kane. Might be better. Democrats still have not agreed to pass the CR that they passed. This is literally the same stupid bill that they passed 3 months ago. Not even kidding. This is the same bill that was passed in spring. It was the same bill that was passed before that in fall. It is the same bill. Democrats just wanted to add $1 trillion of new spending to it, which included expansion of benefits for people who were here illegally. So I didn't even like the last bill. I thought the last bill was stupid. This is dumb. This is the same dumb bill. And Democrats want to act like it's Republicans that are doing this. It's literally the same levels of spend. If Democrats were smart, they would say, oh, no, this is a win for us. We're getting everything that we negotiated last fall. We're getting everything that we were negotiating before Trump won election back in the White House. It's the same bill. They'd be clowning Republicans, but they're so petty and so dumb. They can't even realize the strategy in that. Our friends it's the folks at Burnagun. I have zero problem throwing lead downrange. I've told you this a million times. I have zero issue using the lethal force to protect myself or my loved ones. It's just not even up for debate. But I also realize, too, that it's important to have diversity in terms of what you have for weapons. And you, whether it's municipal or private property restrictions, blah, 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 you guys know the drill. You have different calibers, you have blades. I just think that it's smart to incorporate something when everything else is trying to disarm you so you can still have a means of defending yourself. Burnagun shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can deter threats from up to 50 feet away. And they've got, I think it's like, what, 15 rounds in one of their cartridges. Whereas, think about regular stun guns. You got like one or two rounds. That's it. But with Burnagun, you got a 15-round shot capacity per cartridge. There's no recoil. Everything's made right here in the U.S. of A. And it does not care about gun-free zone signs. So if you're a college student who's allowed by age of 18 to go in a foreign land and carry a full auto in defense of your country, but you can't legally carry a firearm here while living in a town and going to college in defense of yourself, Burnagun might be an option for you. Doesn't care about gun-free zone signs. There are zero background checks. It can be shipped right to your front door. There's no special fees. It's accessible to everybody. The CL, the compact launcher, is the best one, purpose, and it's perfect for this particular situation. Visit Byrna.com/Dana. It's the Byrna CL, BYRNA.com/Dana.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, we are going all the way to the very end of the list for our first headline because I've been waiting all weekend to talk about this headline. Florida parents left a 16-year-old by the side of the road with a bag of guns and said, go on and fend for yourself, say police. Now, the parents have too many damn names, Kane. Yeah. Bradley Leon Guerrero Santos. Now, you get three. Stop it. Okay, so you can be Bradley Leon Guerrero. Santos is his last name. So he's got to drop either Leon or Guerrero. It's too damn many names. And then Rosanella Boya, 35, are facing child neglect charges. They were near Sarasota. There was a 911 call on October 1st about a suspicious male who was walking on the side of Interstate 75. When police approached, the boy reluctantly identified himself as, you know, this is his parents' kid. And he said when he got home from school that day, his parents told him they were taking a trip. He went and walked the dog. He saw them throwing like clothes into duffel bags. And then they rushed him and his 8-year-old sibling into the car. He said that their destination was, quote, either Guam or Idaho. And he didn't want to go. So that's when they kicked him out of the car, left him with two pistols in a bag and some cash. And then they told him to take care of the house. And that was it. They were arrested, clearly. He said his father's very religious, often gives him difficult tasks to test his mental fortitude. And they said that they told the son that he was the chosen one. I don't know. Like, part of me is like, that's a really good idea. No, and I'm joking. Part of me is like, yeah, you know, scared straight. Maybe, I don't know. Are we getting the full story?
It's just like throwing your kids in the pool to teach them how to swim. It's kind of like that.
Yeah. With a bag of guns and some cash, you know, on the side of a highway. I mean, why didn't they just leave him at the house? Why did they take him? That doesn't make any sense. So they're charged with child neglect. Also, because there were pistols that they left the 16-year-old with, they got another charge for that. So it was like a minor to access a firearm, something of that nature. I just think that there are ways that you can instruct kids on this type of thing without throwing them on the side of the road at like the middle of the night and then leaving him. And no, he has no way of contacting anybody. Nothing. He had no phone. Nothing. So just saying, there's probably better ways to do it. But also at the same time, I'm like, you know, how many people had family that's like would, you know, put them in the woods and say, okay, come back in an hour. I mean, in Sweden, they let their kids sleep outside in snowdrifts. So just saying. All right. Let's see. A Florida man smacks people with a metal shelf in a Publix fight. Publix fight. This is a new thing. All right. So a brawl began inside a Miami-Dade Publix, and there is video footage per the New York Post. The shirtless Florida man, who was also shoeless, he took apart an end cap on an aisle and then started like beating people with the metal shelf. There were large parties of people. It broke out after an aggressive verbal argument and then that turned then physical. Yeah, this looks bad. The half-naked man, Clement Mann, C-L-I-M-O-N-T, two N's. He picked up one of the shelves from the end cap and started whacking two women brawling on the ground. I don't even know who's at fault here. I really don't. Just arrest everybody because it looks like everybody's involved in doing something. Look, don't tear apart store shelves at a Publix and beat each other with the shelving. I mean, goes without saying for most of us, but some people, they need the reminder. We got a lot more on the way. Third hour coming up. Stick with us. The folks over at Superbeats, who have been a really long time supporter, like such a long time supporter of the show, that some people are like, wait a minute, you're the Beats person. Well, yeah, and I take them and they're good. And there's they have a lot of other benefits that I can't say too, because they didn't pay a hush money to the FDA. I don't know if I can say that or not, but I did. Anyway, the company behind it, Human, they're based in Austin, Texas. They partner with UT. They work with the Health Science Center. It's all built on real cardiovascular research around blood flow and nitric oxide. And it's all very, very science-based, like actual science, not pretend science, where something pretends it's something else. And you can actually feel it working. UT athletes use Superbeats. In fact, some of your favorite teams probably use it as well. There's over 160 college and pro teams that actually use Human's products. And so, like I said, your favorite team probably does too. It's all about heart healthy energy without the crash, plant-based, no stimulants, no artificial sweeteners or colors, and clinically studied, recommended by doctors, including mine, pharmacists and cardiologists, more so than any other beet brand. Pick up Superbeats at your local Walmart and start supporting your cardiovascular health today. Get on the road to better health with Superbeats from Human.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS, for 30 days free. Terms apply.
להוציא אותו מהעולם. להוציא אותו מיד. החוצה, החוצה.
החוצה. Please expel this Knesset member. Please expel this Knesset member.
להוציא גם את חבר הכנסת
כסיף. This is their parliament. And there was, very quickly, it was a pro-Hamas, I guess what, protester that interrupted Trump's address of the ruling body. And then he was escorted out. It all happened very quickly. And he was escorted right out. It was very interesting.
Sorry for that, Mr. President.
I'm...
That was very efficient.
And that's how he responded. Welcome to the program, Dana Loesch with you. Very, 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 very good day. In fact, for many families that lost their loved ones and had not seen their loved ones in 2 years, as you know, the POTUS is over in the Middle East. They just had this big thing in Egypt. The world leaders, we talked about that. I'll have something up coming up about that on Substack, chapter and verse as well. But that's where you had one of these left-wing members, pro-Hamas, I would say, of the Knesset interrupt POTUS as he was speaking to the governing body. And then cut 48. So Gazans were blocking, you know, Gazans. Everyone acts like Hamas just enforces its will over this strip. They are popular with the people in this strip. And never forget that, especially when some of these hostages were kidnapped, there were tons of civilians that ran over and were helping Hamas and spitting on the bodies, kicking them, all that, the whole nine yards. Gazans were blocking Red Cross vehicles from even getting to the hostages to pick them up. Audio, or this is cut 48. Look at this. Vehicles are trying to go through just to get the hostages. And Gazans weren't letting them go through. Gazans of all ages. They were not allowing them to go through originally. Yeah, they had food, medicine, the whole nine yards, you know. No. So very interesting stuff that's happening. Look, I don't know what's going to happen in that strip if Hamas's 20-point peace plan. Now, we're only in the first couple of points of this peace plan, so a lot of stuff could still happen. But if they do not disarm and leave, I mean, they must. But if they leave, then who's going to? It's got to be quick, and there needs to be some kind of control over that area. Otherwise, there's going to be a vacuum and another Hamasi-esque faction is going to move in and take over. So these are all considerations here. I want to switch gears. Cut 43, Mark Ruffalo, who I just find him to be insufferable. He's always super negative. It seems like he is the worst aspects of his character, the Hulk, but without the ability to actually turn into a giant green thing. But he's goes on this rant against capitalism. The guy who makes millions of dollars per movie in Hollywood goes on a rant against capitalism and wants to replace it with socialism. Listen.
What do we do to make life better for everybody? We certainly have enough. I mean, we just created the most number of billionaires in the history of the world. You know, we have enough. We could do this, but it's going to take some reimagining of what America is, what our economic system is. What's clear is it's not working and it's not sustainable.
Actually, when our founding fathers set this up, they had the national motto of e pluribus unum, out of many one.
Mean socialism.
And we've never achieved that.
Oh my gosh. Okay, sorry, Juan. We're going to not make it past that. Oh my gosh, you absolute walking mental abortion. Do you not understand what that means? It doesn't mean everybody socialism, guys. Time for socialism. I mean, I'm interpreting it literally. E pluribus unum, that means socialism. It means from many one, meaning from many who seek liberty, from many who seek freedom. You have one voice. And that is that animating spirit of liberty that unites us and defines us. Talk about historical illiterates, people who literally are unfamiliar with anything that the founders ever said, anything that they ever wrote, any of the debates that they had in the Freedom Hall, any of it. That is just asinine. It's not pointing to socialism. It's pointing to a unification behind the spirit of liberty. I'm sorry. Was there a lot more of that to play? Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. I was not going to. It wasn't going to happen. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
E pluribus unum, out of many one.
Yes.
And we've never achieved that.
No.
There's a long time we didn't even vaguely even strive for that.
No.
But we can still strive.
The vision of America, the promise of America. We still have that. We have that promise in our DNA. Someone slipped that in there, which creates a possibility for it, right?
Mm.
That's like the moment we're in right now. It's physics. Things have got to come to a point where there's so much movement. It's chaotic. It's chaotic. It's chaotic. Boom. Up. Something new comes out of it. Water to steam. There's no other way to actually change. And that's painful. It's like giving birth. I mean, birth is painful. It's dark.
So
we don't know. It's scary. Will it ever end, you know?
It's like the same. It's just like being in college and you go out to eat with some friends and then two of your friends get super drunk at dinner and then they just sit there and they never shut up at the end of the table. And they're like, we're going to solve the world's problems. And they go on endlessly before it ends up devolving into some kind of like conspiracy theory deep dive. That's what that conversation was, Kane. I mean, I think that's a pretty accurate.
Yeah, that music, whoever decided
whoever
to put the music
that
behind.
Stupid music, I want to find them and swing them around
so
by the hair
annoying.
On their head until their scalp falls off.
Not only is it annoying, but I guess they were trying to impose an emotional like lane
resentment?
You were supposed to be in while listening to this rubbish.
Fury?
Yeah.
What? We're gonna drop this annoying music, this Amelie type music here, and try to make people feel sad about these morons talking. Mark Ruffalo, a guy who I don't think what he's like. We're gonna reimagine what America is like, what our economic system is like. It's clear. I mean, it's like not like working like and like sustainable like, you know. And then you have Rainn Wilson, who is only sounds intelligent when other people write his lines. Like, yeah, it's e pluribus unum. It's exactly cement socialism. Oh, my gosh. Mark Ruffalo is worth like $35 million, something to that extent. I don't know. And he's worth a lot of money. And he has over and over again, he's gone after wealthy people or just like people who like himself. He's mad at everybody except himself that makes money. I don't know. I've read that it's like $35 million, but then some other estimate said that Fox Baltimore said that it was like closer to $90 million. Anyway, he's all into the No King stuff. And he does not like people who are, he only wants to be successful himself. This is how communists think. They want to be rich, but they want you to be poor because they think that there's a scarcity of opportunity and they don't want to have to share influence with you. They want to gatekeep and keep you away from all of it. So they impose these asinine, mathematically illiterate regulations to keep you broke and to keep them rich. They are literally everything that they talk about hating, but it's all in one person, which is them. That's what it is. That's who these people are. To hear somebody like $90 million Mark Ruffalo up there complaining, I'm just so rich, people. Oh, it's insane. We got to replace capitalism with socialism. Well, there goes your whole industry, dude. Got to replace capitalism. Socialism is what people who are tired of working, or they don't want to work and they want to be lazy, they want that so that they can coast on everyone else's effort. You know, we're getting near Thanksgiving. So what we do every Thanksgiving, I mean, near, yes, it's next month. We always talk about how, you know, the first society set up, established by Europeans in the United States, was a socialist society that completely failed and everyone almost died. They almost died because of starvation, because they tried the socialism and the socialism didn't work. So then they had to switch over and actually try to make people work of their own merit. And that was much better. They were much more successful. Mark Ruffalo just hates America. He hates everything that this country is about. He doesn't like our freedom. He doesn't like even the crony capitalist system that we have in this society. He hates every aspect of it, even though he has benefited more so than many other people in this country from the very things that he bitches about. And it's only from that safety of success and that surety of success that he can blast the system that he was able, without any complaint prior, to use to enrich himself. So I can never take these people seriously. They always bitch and moan, but they sit on all their millions. Did Mark Ruffalo buy any of you a house? No. Did he pay off any of y'all's mortgage? Hell no. Did he pay off any of y'all's health bills? No, he didn't. Did he all give y'all any money? No, he didn't. Did he pay off a bill for you? No, he didn't. Not a single, so meh.
He didn't even inspire me to do any of those things.
Yeah. So he's just a poser. That's all he is. Just like Bernie Sanders, three-house Bernie Sanders. They're posers. I can't take any of these people seriously. They don't even live by the tenets of socialism that they pretend to adore. And nobody questions it because they're all in this cult of personality. They're so busy kissing ass. They don't even stop and go, wait a minute, why aren't they living by the rules that they want everybody else to live by? Great question there, champ. Just asinine. Just so asinine. So I don't know. These people, I can't take any of them seriously at all. I can't take any of them seriously. By the way, Columbus Day. It's Christopher Columbus Day. So
it's not Indigenous Peoples Day?
That's so ridiculous. Columbus was, Christopher Columbus, Amerigo Vespucci. These were great explorers. I don't, contrary to history, or no, contrary to what people want history to be, it seemed like, you know, Columbus wanted to make everybody Spanish citizens and Christians. They always try to make him out like this brute. But no, he was, you know, a self-made Italian who was very successful in what he did. And he was you have to be very courageous to sail across the sea the way that he did. Not many dared to do it. And Christopher Columbus was the first immigrant to the New World. What gets me is that all these people on the left hate Christopher Columbus. So I guess they hate immigrants, huh, Kane?
Yep.
Wow. I guess they hate immigrants because he was like, you know, first immigrant, really. You know, some Vikings, but he's the first immigrant. Wow, look at that. And they hate him. They hate him for it. But I thought they loved immigrants. I'm all confused now. I'm all confused. So I just find it interesting that when did people have such a problem with Christopher Columbus? This is like a new thing, Kane. When did this come about? This is like a newly created thing, like 10 years ago, maybe?
Yeah, like just more than a handful of years ago is when we started seeing it. It's just the people who are... they hate themselves so much, they always have to project hatred of something. And whenever there's nothing in the news, they have to make something up. And that's what Indigenous People's Day became.
I do think it's interesting that Democrats celebrate Indigenous People's Day. By the way, have Democrats done anything to make it to where, I don't know, the actual Indigenous people can even own their own property on the reservations that Democrats marched them on? Mm. Why does no one ever talk about that? Just can't wrap the mind around it. Democrats, well, let's give them a day. Maybe they'll forget that the fact that we literally stripped them of all of their land, sent them on a trail of genocide, and put them on land that we thought originally was worthless. And then when we realized that there were rare earth elements on it and gas and oil, et cetera, then we wanted to take it over and like restrict them with regulation out of existence. But let's just make it to where they can't own their own property. They can never own their own home. They can never own the land that their livestock grazes on. In fact, they have to pay remittances to us to even have the rights for grazing. We're just going to fleece them six ways to Sunday. But hey, we'll give them a day. Oh, you got Indian people's day, Indigenous People's Day. We'll give them a day and maybe they'll forget about the economic rape that takes place on these reservations at the hand of Democrats. Maybe they'll forget about all that. I mean, that's Democrat logic for you. If you want to deal with inflammation, if you want to deal with minimizing, you want to minimize your aches and pains, whether it's from exercise or just maybe, you know, the long road of life, you can do that with Relief Factor. It's 100% drug-free, and it uses things like resveratrol and curcumin and turmeric and all kinds of stuff to help support your body's natural inflammatory response. Again, 100% drug-free, research-based formula, and it's all about decreasing discomfort from exercise and everyday living, etc. Maintaining healthy joints and muscles, that's what it's all about. My husband uses it to help with old sports injuries. It promotes better movement and less pain over time as well. It helps to target and control that inflammation, out of control inflammation that can create so many problems later on. You can try their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. It's only 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee. Try relieffactor.com or call 800, the number 4, relief, and get your 3-week quick start today for just $19.95. Support your body with natural anti-inflammatory power and see if Relief Factor is right for you.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always a risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So high schoolers photograph a rare coyote in a Bay Area park. It had a rare genetic mutation that scientists still don't know about. It had bright blue eyes. It's probably one of the Ice Walkers from Game of Thrones. Not everything can be an Ice Walker from Game of Thrones, self. Yes, it can, self. It absolutely can. How did you get that close to see it, though? I'd be like, whoa! Dude, I'd be so not there zooming. I'd be like out of there, not near it, without, if I was unarmed. I mean, California. Interesting. A Tampa bank robber was arrested after his mom turned him in. A two-time Tampa bank robber. He was arrested on Thursday for attempting to rob a bank after his mom called the police on him. Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office reported that 33-year-old Aaron Spencer entered the bank, demanded money by implying that he had a pistol. He then fled the scene on foot, discarded his clothing. Ooh, hope he had other clothing in a parking lot nearby. And then his mom called the 911 communication center saying her son had just robbed a bank and she was on her way to turn him in. They recovered the money and they got him, and he's charged with robbery with a firearm while wearing a mask. Is that like an enhanced charge? Curious about that one. Let's see. Police pursue a huge inflatable pumpkin. Tis the season. There's a body cam video showing an officer struggling with it as well. In Ohio, police pursuit. They were looking for a flash of orange in the darkness. It was a runaway inflatable pumpkin as large as they were, and it kept blowing away. They returned it to the home where it was displayed. It was large enough to like really cause some problems in traffic if it were to get out in the road. And a man is accused of putting super glue in a coworker's soda. Now he's going to avoid prison time. How does that's poisoning. You can't tell me that you don't know what super glue is and that he wasn't trying to poison the guy. That's kind of nuts, right? Right? Like, that seems at least you would get. No, he's avoiding prison time. Felony charge, placing foreign object in edibles. Nice. They slap on the wrist for that. Stick with us. We got more in store. Love the folks at All Family Pharmacy. I actually had to use them again. So my son, who is in college, ended up getting strep throat. And he was able to get medication in that there, but I wanted to be able to get him something that helps his throat, right? You can get, I think it's like, I can't pronounce it properly. It's like benzonatate or whatever. You know what it is, Kane. This is one of the things you can get at All Family Pharmacy. You go in, you fill out, you pick what you need, you answer some questions, the doctor reviews your request, issues a prescription, and your medicines are sent in as fast as like 2 to 4 days or overnight it in a pinch if you need it. And they have literally everything. NAD Plus, they have ivermectin. They've got all of the antibiotics that you need. The azithromycin, the amoxicillin, stuff I can't pronounce. A lot of things I can't pronounce. Your everyday medications, emergency kits, everything. Ladies, you can get Latisse for your eyelashes. So you don't have to worry about doing the tube and mascara or getting them extensions. You get you some Latisse at All Family Pharmacy. I mean, literally everything. Here's the other part that I love. Everything is made in the USA. I don't know of any other pharmacy where you're getting all the precursors for this stuff and the final product, all USA made. You can stock up today at allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, where I am a huge customer. And I use my own name, Dana10, as my code, because that's how you get 10% off. allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, code Dana10 for 10% off.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always a risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
Brighten up your timely news consumption with a Dana Show podcast, where every update comes with a little dash of not so serious on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As a conservative and as a business owner in the construction industry and as a realist, I can say we have to do something about labor, and that needs to be a smarter plan than just rounding up every single person and deporting them just like that.
She's doing a slow shift to the left. Yeah. I mean, it's like, I think you made the point. We're sort of like we're getting Fetterman and they're getting her. Yeah. Because this is not the first time that she's sort of been sliding to the left on some stuff, especially judging by where she used to be previously on this. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. We're at the bottom of this third hour. That was Marjorie Taylor Greene, who was saying that, well, we've got to do something about labor that needs to be a smarter plan than rounding people up and deporting them. Well, I'm still all about deporting people. So if you're America First, then you're also in support of ensuring that those who entered illegally and skirted accountability and responsibility aren't rewarded. Seems pretty forthright. She's getting a lot of, I think she's getting a lot of criticism about this, though, understandably. It does seem like a leftist position. She's saying, well, you know, in construction, what is she talking about? Labor, cheap labor? It's what it seemed like she was kind of alluding to, right? I don't know. What is your thought on it, Kane? You think she's alluding to cheap labor?
Would she not want to round everyone up who entered her home illegally? Like, is she being inconsistent there? Because if someone came in my house uninvited, I'd be all active in rounding them up and getting them out or ending their life whatever.
I mean, didn't she say as a construction business owner, she's saying, I don't think we should just like, basically it sounds like she's saying I'm not in favor of deporting illegals that.
I don't like to inject meaning where.
That's what it sounds like, though.
Sure sounds like that.
I mean, that's what it does sound like that. That's what it sounds like she's saying. Well, as a business owner and a realist, we have to do something about labor, and that needs to be a smarter plan than just rounding up. Okay, so what? It's also very different from how she started, I have to say. It sounds very different from how she started. There has to be a consequence or a penalty of importing people in just simply to reduce the price of labor. Let's think about that for a minute. There has to be a smarter plan. I'll counter it. There has to be a smarter plan to mitigate labor costs than just importing in people that you think can do it at a cheaper price. How about that for starters? You see what I mean? It's like it's a shift left, but without the intelligence behind it. And I'm not saying I don't really believe that there's an intelligence behind some of the positions on the left, but that would be it's still wrong, but it would be a more reasonable position than what she just said. Doesn't make any sense. I mean, that's exactly what it is. Yes, opposition to deportation because you don't support the importation of cheap labor illegally. That is actually a smart plan. That is a smart way. This is what did you people think this was going to be easy? Did you think that correcting decades of descent into madness was going to be easy? Did you think that it was just everyone can sit on their ass and the hard work will get done because somebody will do it, but not going to be me, not going to affect me, not going to affect my bottom line? I mean, for real, is that what people, do they think that? I mean, I got questions about this. Cut 28. This is Don Lemon. He was in Chicago and he was attempting to talk to people about border crossing illegally and arguing with them that it's not a crime. He didn't fare so well in this exchange. Listen.
Okay, crossing the border illegally is not a crime?
No, it's not a criminal act. Okay. It's a misdemeanor.
So why are they being sent back and saying that they're breaking the law?
That's the point.
Okay, as somebody that
we don't know if they're breaking the law because they won't tell. There's no due process. Where's the evidence? That's the whole point. And if they are breaking the law, most people will say, okay, then they need to go if they're criminals. But if they're not, why are they being rounded up and sent out? Especially when he promised to deport the criminals. And now he's not doing that.
Yeah, I don't think we're going.
Misdemeanor is not a crime.
Yeah. So misdemeanor is not.
It's not a criminal act. No, if you get charged with a misdemeanor, that's not a criminal act.
What the hell is it? Charged at all then? If it's not a criminal act.
Because we have different levels of crime. Everything is not the same.
So it is crime.
I shouldn't say crime, but it's not. It's not. You're not. It's not a crime. You're not breaking the law.
It's a misdemeanor of what? Why is it called a misdemeanor? Well, it's just cause a misdemeanor of what? Why is it called a misdemeanor? Oh, for the love, dude. My dude. Come on. It is. It doesn't make any sense. Some of the people on the right, especially those who are in the MTG camp, like what? Again, I go back to how easy do they think this is going to be? I mean, it's not going to be comfortable to get back on the track that we need to get on. It's not going to be comfortable because there are hard decisions that have to be made. And You know, the whole purpose was to get to this point so that we could make these decisions and then put those decisions in motion. The result of that. Good night. It's just bizarre. It's bizarre. So I don't know. I got to tell you too, by the way, because we're going to get into a couple of things here. The Columbus Day. I saw some of the Columbus Day stuff. What did you say, Elizabeth Warren? Stephen made the funny comment on air, well, off air, whether or not asked if anybody had wished Elizabeth Warren a happy Indigenous Peoples Day. I don't think that they did. I was looking. I don't know if anybody's wished her that yet. She was apparently speaking about it as well. She was speaking about Indigenous Peoples Day instead of Columbus Day. I just find that the irony of that completely amazing, completely amazing. She's also going on and on about the shutdown, which is still in effect. A lot of you had asked too, because we'd, you know, we have been looking for a new church, right? We've been looking, and I'm thinking about doing maybe a standalone deep dive on this at some point. I don't know when, but at some point. But we went and visited a church, and I'm going to warn you, I'm very old school about certain things. Certain things in church. I get very to the letter of Paul on a lot of things, and some of you know where I'm going on this. I don't really care if somebody gets offended or not, because your problem's not with me. It's with the word. It's with God. So, you know, take it up with him. That's between y'all. But I'll say this. We have been visiting some churches to find a church home. And I don't mean like shopping. I want a Bible believing church. I want a church that is, you know, full of the Spirit, preaching from the Bible. We are a Church of Christ. We're non-denominational. So that's where we'd like to stay. Well, we went and visited a church this weekend, and it was a church. I'm not going to name check anybody, but we went and visited this church, and it was someone that we used to go to church with that had recommended it. We get there. It's a beautiful campus. I mean, it's very new. It's a beautiful campus. They had a water, they had a fountain. They had all kinds of stuff. Kane, it was fancy. Inside, it smelled like a retail store. Like, I think they maybe had some kind of like scent that they were pumping through the HVAC. It smelled amazing, and they're clean like soap. It was so nice. I don't know why that struck me. It was a little loud. The sound was loud. We come from a faith that, or a practice, I don't want to say a faith, where, you know, Church of Christ. So we come from a place where we don't have a lot of the instrumentation, because it's, you know, lift your voices up and you're active in the worship. I do get weird when there's like a wall of instrumentation that's so loud you can't even talk to the person next to you and you feel like you're at a concert. I have some issues with that. But anyway, it's a minor thing. We're in there and they had a great worship and praise service, and they were singing some old school songs that I remember when I was a kid, and we're getting ready to settle in, and a woman comes up and she's, you know, talking about stuff. And I was assuming that this was going to be a female who is coming up and is talking to us about maybe, I don't know, VBS or maybe some of the women's groups or something. And she kept going. And then she started in scripture, and I realized, oh my gosh, she's giving the sermon. Kane's eyebrows just shot up over his Robert Evans glasses. She was giving the sermon, and I sat there, because I think that you either take some of the word or none of the word, or all of the word or none of the word. You can't just like parse it out and take, I'll just have a little bit of this word, I'll have a little bit of this. You either take all of it or none of it. And I don't support women pastors. I am very, again, if you take issue with me on this, then argue about it with God in Paul's letters. Argue about it in the New Testament. I'm not going to. There is Deborah, there is Ruth, and I think that Christianity has done more than any other faith. Jesus was the first feminist. I use that word like almost kind of jokingly. The true equalizer, and Christianity has done more to lift up women than any other faith, and has done so much for women. This, women are called to certain things, men are called to certain things, and I'm not going to argue about it, because it's just the word is what the word is. And I'm sitting there, and there's a woman pastor. Kane, you and I were raised very similarly. And it just shocked me. And then she was giving a sermon on gossip and biblical law, and she kind of was participating in gossip while also giving the sermon about gossip. And I'm thinking, this is all level. We got up and walked out of the service. Now, we had some family visiting with us. We were very quiet, but unfortunately, I did not know that they were going to, you know, you're visiting a church. I didn't advance and make sure, hey, you don't got a woman. You know, I just didn't think that was something I necessarily needed to do if it was a Bible-believing church. And I was very shocked. So we left in the middle of the sermon. Because I'm not going to sit there and listen to it. And it was so sad, because there were so many young people there, and they looked like they had a great youth program. And I just was just I That's a big thing to get incorrect, I think. And there's always going to be something incorrect or something off. I'm not looking for the perfect church. I'm looking for a church that is in the Word, and I'm looking for a church that is, you know, of the Spirit, and that is has a heart for God and is not about trying to be of the world and meet the world in the world. You know what I mean? I want be of the Word, not the world. And I felt like this was just more of that. Church is where you are. That's where you go, and it's you fellowship with believers, and you are stepping out of all of the insanity of this world, and you're getting back to the purpose. I don't want to see it portrayed on stage as part of a sermon. It's not social experimentation. I was so frustrated because I thought, you know, I was really kind of excited, like when we walked in, and I'm like, wow, this is great. And I was livid that it was a female. She wasn't the regular pastor, and that's irrelevant. She was still up there and she was delivering a sermon. And I just had a major problem with that. I mean, the Bible's pretty clear on things. And again, if people want to take issue with it, they can take issue with God. Your beef is not with me. I don't know. Was that the right thing to do, Kane, to get up and leave?
I would say so. I mean, everyone has their own convictions, but the reality is there are leaders that lead from a position that everyone would respect, and then there are female pastors. So yeah. That's where I'm at.
Yeah. I was shocked because normally, you know, you have someone who gets up and they're like, oh yeah, in our announcements and the kids, you know, you're going to kids' church or whatever. She just stayed up there, and then she was at the podium, and then she was getting into scripture, and then she started talking about gossip, and I'm just sitting here processing all of this stuff, and I just couldn't sit there. You know, our nephew was with us, and he was like, well, I know that, you know, God knows that I know that this is, you know, incompatible with what, you know, his word in the gospels. So do I get up and leave? And we were all of the same mind because I was like, nope. This is not what I'm not going to exercise patience and wait for you to get some of the most basic things right because our lives are too short. Exactly. The end. That's just kind of how I look at it. And I know there's a problem in the Christian church. And a lot of people are really, they're trying to water everything down and in the bid to make it seem like, oh yes, come one, come all. You're like throwing away some of the word to be of the world. And this is a problem. We're going to talk more about this in the weeks to come. I know we got to get moving as we do so. Our partners, Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone service in the nation. And Patriot Mobile wants to save you money. They want to save you money. And they also want to make sure that your money is not working against you whenever you go to vote. You get reliable nationwide coverage. You have access to all three major U.S. networks. No compromising on quality. You have unlimited data plans. You have mobile hotspots, international roaming, device protection, internet backup, the whole nine yards. It's so easy to switch. They have a 100% U.S.-based customer support team. And you just stay at your desk or stay at home. Sit at your kitchen table. Sit on your sofa, however you want to do it. Super fast activation. Get you completely set up, and you can keep your number in your phone or get entirely new everything. The choice is yours. Visit patriotmobile.com/Dana or call 972 Patriot and get a free month of service using promo code Dana. Veterans and first responders receive 15% off of their bills every month. So patriotmobile.com/Dana is the website. 972 Patriot to get started, and don't forget to use promo code Dana to get that free month of service.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
On the go and need a quick news fix with a fun twist? Follow Dana's Absurd Truth Podcast for bite-sized, informative episodes perfect for your busy schedule on Apple or wherever you get your podcast.
It's weird to see Democrats say nice things about Trump that they called Hitler forever and a Nazi. Because now do you see the ridiculousness of using those terms to describe Trump? Because now you got to go back and say Hitler did this, you know? I mean, it's just, I don't know, man. It's something. Like Bill Clinton was giving him accolades. There are a number of Democrats that are, is this hard for them? I'm curious.
It proves that they were more against Trump than they were for anything.
Mm. And all the people who were like, cease fire. Now they're mad that it was ceased. Keep an eye on this. Today in stupidity.
All right, it is Letitia James who will go down for mortgage fraud. It turns out, by the way, most every one of her documents had fraud in it. But anyway, this is her responding to it.
This is nothing more than a continuation of the president's desperate weaponization of our justice system.
It isn't.
He is forcing federal law enforcement agencies to do his bidding.
Sorry, Big Tish was the one actually playing. Mm-hmm. That whole weaponization thing.
Yeah, so. Big Tish was, she was the one who, she did all that. That was her. All right, folks, I'll be on Fox Business at 4:30 Central, maybe later on Fox tonight. Just watch Facebook. Substack, YouTube, Facebook, like, subscribe. Great night.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
If you like true crime, you'll love the Miracle Files podcast. We share real stories with the suspense of true crime, but we'll leave you with a sense of light and hope. Like the college wrestler who fought a grizzly, the woman who was dead for nearly an hour, or the child lost in a dark mine for days. These are the kind of stories that remind us miracles are real. Subscribe to The Miracle Files wherever you get your podcasts and join us on this thrilling journey of faith and miracles.